Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Hi, hello. My name is Andrew. I got a question related to oil tank removal.
Sure, I can help you with that.
I hope you can help me with that. So the situation is that I'm going to buy a house with an underground oil tank. It's a 550-gallon tank, which is under the front yard of the house. It was properly abandoned in 1996. My situation is that the seller of the house refused to do anything. So I have to take the risk to buy the house with the tank. But before I do that, I want to find out, is it any precautions that, like any soil testing that I can do in the inspection period? So I can at least to have a better idea, like whether there's an oil leak, whether there's a soil contamination around the tank. Is this something that possible, or there's no way to tell?
Absolutely, yeah, I could definitely help you with this. So I'll explain typically how the industry works. For soil testing around a tank like this, basically they will send somebody out to do it by hand, and they bore down alongside the tank. But a lot of times they don't get to the proper depth, and they don't ever back up the results with some kind of warranty or guarantee. So for you as a buyer, if you were to pay somebody $500 or $600 and they gave you results with no guarantee, you are going to be liable for a potential cleanup in the future. So that's not going to work, right? So we have a program where we can come in. We have a special machine called a geoprobe that probes around the side of the tank. I just pull a lever so I know my guy is going to get to the proper depth. If we can prove that the soil around the tank is clean, we're going to offer you an optional guarantee for that. It covers you for up to 6 months. So as long as you hire our company to pull that tank within 6 months, and if we find any contamination, it could be $50,000 worth of cleanup, you're covered. We would cover it and clean it up for no additional cost to you if you take the optional guarantee.
Okay. So the cleanup, does it mean that it's like go over township and get no follow-up action certificate?
Yes, that's what I mean. So let's say hypothetically we test the tank next week. I tell you that the soil is clean. You say, great, I'm going to buy the house. 2 months from now, you close on the house. You hire us to pull it. I come out and pull that tank out of the ground, and I find that it's riddled with holes and there's contamination directly under that tank that we missed. We would then have to get a case number from the DEP. We'd have to then clean up the soil and write a report to get you that no further action letter. That is going to be all included in your guarantee price.
Okay, I see. So that means it's kind of an insurance. So maybe like you charge a little bit more than the other company, but you guarantee that you kind of take care of the follow-up.
Exactly. So the way it works, the first step is we charge $600 for the investigation. So you're going to have two outcomes. If you could picture this, you'll have two outcomes on that initial test next week. One outcome, we're going to find clean soil. I'll come back to you. I'm going to send those samples to the lab, get lab results, and give you those results and tell you that you're all clear, you're good to go. Okay, that's one outcome. The second outcome is that we find contamination. And when we're out there that day, if we find contamination, we're going to do what's called a delineation. What that means in layman terms is we're going to figure out how deep the contamination is, how far it traveled in each direction, and we're going to give you a fixed price that you can then go to the seller to negotiate. We even have a program where, I'm going to throw numbers at you. Let's just say it's a $15,000 remediation. We could come in now, do the remediation at no cost to you or the seller, and the seller could pay us at closing once we give him the clean bill of health.
Okay. I think that makes sense to me. I think that's a more safe approach. Do you mind just to explain a little bit, like the soil contamination? I don't think it's like a zero and one thing. So is it like certain, how do you consider the soil is contaminated? Is it a really a black and white case, or is it a gray area?
It's very black and white. It's very obvious. So you, as a homeowner, a potential homeowner that has never seen an oil tank come out of the ground, you don't need me or a township inspector to tell you it's leaking. It's very obvious. You could see the soil. It's discolored. It's got an odor to it. Their tank is riddled with holes. It's a very obvious thing. So it's a visual inspection initially that's done. And then a sample is typically taken from the bottom of the excavation to determine what level the contamination is at. Okay, because you are allowed to keep contamination in the ground up to a certain level. And we would have to go through that process once the tank is out. But, yeah, if you have the guarantee, you are completely covered. You have no additional worries. You have nothing else to worry about once you close on that property. You have no extra liability. You have nothing that's going to pop out at you down the road that's going to cost you a fortune.
Okay, got it. Do you mind if I ask two more questions?
Absolutely.
The first one is, based on your experience, if the tan is like sealed properly, like in 1996, what's the chance to have like the oil leaking from that?
Very high.
Tan?
Very high. And let me explain.
Very high.
Yeah, let me explain. Okay. Let me explain why it's very high. Because in 1996, they decided to take that tank out of service. Most of the time, the people didn't just decide on a whim that they didn't like oil heat anymore. Most of the time, that tank was taking on water and it wasn't heating. The heating system wasn't properly working, which means they had no heat. So what they did is they followed all the proper rules and regulations back then. They opened it up and they threw sand in it. The problem is it wasn't required to test the soil around the tank. So there's no way to tell back in 96 that tank was actually leaking. So a lot of these previously filled tanks were actually leaking before they were filled in place. So once we pull it, we're going to find that out. Or once we do our soil investigation, we're going to know that.
Okay, I see. Another thing is that it looked like there's a tree on top of the oil tank. Do you also take care of the tree removal, or I need to find a different company to handle that?
It depends on the size of the tree, but when we come out to do our soil investigation, we'll be able to let you know if we can handle it and how much it would cost, or if it was too big and you had to hire someone else to remove it. When we do our soil investigation, we're going to know the exact location of that tank, and we'll let you know which landscaping will be impacted during the dig, and we'll be able to give you a fixed number on what the cost would be to remove it and all that stuff at that time, and we'll be able to tell you if we can handle the tree or not.
Okay. And I think you mentioned you have a tools to kind of drill down into the ground to test the oil. What will be the impact? Is it just a small hole, or that would be a big hole that you need to dig from the ground?
It's a 2-inch piece of pipe that gets drilled in through the ground. So it's a 2-inch hole, and we fill the hole in when we're done. So when we leave initially doing that investigation, you won't even know we were there.
Understood. Okay, I think that's really helpful. Let me just talk to my real estate agent. I think most likely I will just call you back and arrange a visit to our house.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, call back and I can take your info, email you out a proposal. Everything we do is electronic. You would sign it electronically. We'll call you for a 50% deposit, and then we'll set you up on the schedule. And then when we come out, you pay the balance.
Okay. Sorry, just one more thing, forget it. So $600 for the inspection, and if we want to remove the oil tank, like assume there's no soil contamination, what's the FH cost for that?
So it's about $1,500 typically, plus permits, and if the sand inside of it is contaminated, there's typically a charge to dispose of that. If it was done in 96 with a permit, most likely that sand's going to be clean. I'm going to reuse that sand as fill material, so there's no charge for that. But if it's contaminated, there'll be an additional fee. So all that will be spelled out in the contract if you decide to go forward with us on the guarantee, and that will be in the contract itself.
Okay, sounds good. What's the name?
My name is Teddy, T-E-D-D-Y, Slack, S-L-A-C-K, from Simple
okay.
Tank.
Understood. So if I call back, do I need to ask for you, or I can speak to somebody else?
If you want, what I could do is I could take your info right now. I'll email you a proposal within the next few minutes. And then if you decide you want to move forward, all you have to do is literally open up the email and click approve and type in your name, and then we'll get everything rolling from that point. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay, perfect. Look in your email inbox in the next few minutes. You'll have it there. If you have any questions, my name is Teddy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.